Welcome to the Dale Lally Show here on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcast Network. I am your host, Dale Lally, and I haven't gotten to talk to you all since the Steelers beat the Seattle Seahawks 32-25 on Saturday night in their preseason opener. But I did get to see another practice today coming out of that thing, and the Steelers have some guys a little nicked up. But the big news on Monday was, get a lot of guys back. This was the first time maybe in this entire training camp where we saw Deontay Johnson, Chase Claypool, George Pickens, Najee Harris, Pat Freiermuth all on the field together at the same time. And so that's a formidable group. And so, I think there's maybe a chance we get to see at least most of those guys this weekend when the Steelers play their second preseason game down in Jacksonville against the Jaguars. And that will be interesting. Of course, they were working out there with Mitch Trubisky. He has not, contrary to the belief, I was just watching here as I was sitting here writing something on NFL.com or NFL Total Access here. And the big question was, has Kenny Pickett passed Mitch Trubisky on the pecking order for the Steelers? No, he hasn't. Come on, people. Will you stop with this stuff already? Let the kid learn at his own pace. Let's not put the cart before the horse. Now, that being said, as I expected, Kenny Pickett opening practice today is the number two. I think that's been the plan all along. And I think you'll see Kenny Pickett against the Jaguars play with the twos this week and Mason Rudolph play with the threes. I just think that's the natural progression of this thing. But I do think you also see perhaps Mitch Trubisky maybe play the entire half in this game, maybe the entire first half, unless they go out and do what they did against the Seattle team and move the ball pretty well and effectively. Then maybe you don't see the starters out there offensively much at all. Defensively, however, I think you're going to see a lot of the frontline defensive players play in this game, at least for a bit. And I know one of the big things that I saw coming out of this game, the Steelers' run defense isn't fixed. Tap the brakes on that. Now, today, Mike Tomlin talking about this is, hey, I'm not going to grade this on a curve. You can't grade this on a curve. I don't care who's in there. The standard is a standard, all that stuff. But you have to grade it on a little bit of a curve, don't you? There was no Cam Hayward out there. There was no TJ Watt out there. There was no Tyson Alualu out there. There was no Larry Ogunjobi out there. There was no Alex Highsmith out there. TJ Watt, I think I mentioned. I mean, so they're playing without essentially the front five of their front seven. That's the entire defensive front. Didn't play in that game. So I'm going to, in my eyes, grade that on a bit of a curve. Because here's the other thing. And this is why I thought that, when we talked about this on the Steelers pregame show on WDVE, betting the over in this game or taking the over in this game, I think it was 36 and a half or 37 points, was really important because you knew the Seahawks were going to play Drew Lock and Geno Smith this entire game. You knew they were going to have their frontline players out there running the football and blocking because they're having that's a true quarterback competition. They're trying to figure out who their starter is going to be for the 2022 season. Who's going to replace, a guy who a legend of their own in Russell Wilson. They don't know. Is it going to be Geno Smith? Is it going to be Drew Lock? They have no idea. I think the Steelers are pretty sure, 99.9% sure, that Mitch Trubisky is going to be that guy for them. So you saw Seattle in the fourth quarter with really their second team offensive line out there playing against some guys that for the Steelers that aren't going to make their roster. That's just the reality of it. It doesn't make it right. That doesn't excuse anything. You still want to stop them. You still want to, play good defense, and you would hope that the scheme, works in some cases that. But if guys aren't really running the scheme and doing what they're supposed to do, and I think that's what Mike Tomlin was alluding to when he talked about the standard on Monday being the standard, Guys still have to have their run fits. They still got to be in the right gap and do those kind of things. And that didn't always happen out there. So that's really what they were talking about. But outside of that, I mean, I think the Steelers had to be pretty happy with what they did in this game in terms, especially offensively. I mean, you look at the quarterbacks, they combined to go 26 of 37 for 224 yards and four touchdown passes. That's a 124.9 passer rating for the three of them combined. They also rushed for 185 yards in this game. So, you know, I think that offensively, they got a lot done and looked good. And really, the offense has kind of looked that way after the first week of training camp. The first week was not pretty here in Latrobe. The offense was struggling. They couldn't get their footing. And over the last 2 weeks, it's gotten better and better and better. Now, today I say that, and the offense goes out and goes 2 for 7 on 7 shots and then fails to score on both of their attempts at the cashing in a 2-minute drill, with Kenny Pickett getting picked off on the third play of his 2-minute drill by Arthur Millett. But the offense has been very competitive, even at 7 shots, even though the defense won 5-2. There were two plays where they got stopped just short of the goal line. Once in the run game, once on a pass that Deontay Johnson caught running out of bounds, and I didn't think he got in, and I don't think they ruled him in. You know, there were a couple another pass that Mitch Trubisky threw to Zach Gentry that, you know, was really a well-thrown pass. And if he throws that pass to Pat Freiermuth, Freiermuth probably catches it. But it wasn't Pat Freiermuth. So, you know, you do what you do. I'm just looking here, and they're showing a tweet here on NFL Total Access. And it says, George Pickens looks like what you would have if Jerry Rice and Randy Moss had a baby. Let's tap the brakes on that just a little bit here, folks. But that's what they're calling their overreaction Monday. This is a Monday where you kind of overreact to those kind of things. And I've seen all the Kenny Pickett stuff, and I've seen the George Pickens stuff. And the Steelers look good Saturday night. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. But there's still plenty of work to be done. I think that's kind of my big message here. And things are going to get better. You know, we're going to see, I think, that the frontline defense out there against the Jaguars. And so we'll get a better gauge, I think, of where the Steelers are really at when they play the Jaguars. Now, that being said, you know, the Seahawks aren't a good football team. I don't think the Jaguars are a good football team. But they're one that's going to be trying with a new head coach to get something done here. Not that the Seahawks weren't trying, but I think they were trying to figure some things out, particularly, you know, with those quarterbacks. So let's not get overly excited about one preseason game, but it certainly was a step in the right direction. I'm going to take a break. You're listening to The Dale Lally Show here on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcast Network. I'll be back with more right after this. So who are some big winners coming out of that Monday night, or that game, I should say, the Saturday night game, as we sit here on a Monday night? Well, I think Anthony McFarland really showed up and played well in that game. And he's done what he's really been doing over the course of this training camp. He looks much more decisive in his running. I used to say, you know, he looked like a Tasmanian devil in years past as he hit the line of scrimmage, arms and legs flying everywhere, but not really going anywhere. Well, now Anthony McFarland's using his biggest asset, which is his speed. And so you're starting to see him, you know, you do some more things like that, use the speed, get to the outside, and even run with a little bit of power. So that's something that was good to see. As you saw, I've been raving about Jaylen Warren now for the last few weeks. and the rookie out of Oklahoma State didn't disappoint. 6 carries for 34 yards in that game. Also caught the ball really well. 4 catches for 30 yards and a touchdown there. Did have a fumble. Can't do that. He also had a fumble last week in practice. I kind of wrote that one off, but now that's 2 fumbles in a week. So you do want to see the young man have better ball security there. And, if he can do that, I think he can be a pretty good player in this league. Connor Hayward, who I wrote about in my preview, I thought played pretty well. Still has some deficiencies as a blocker at the point of attack. That's going to be his bugaboo for the course of his career. But, I thought, they used him and used him a lot. He's a weapon in the passing game. And so, I think that he's a guy that certainly is going to continue to show up. I thought Miles Jack played really well. I thought Trey Norwood played really well. For a guy who you wonder if he had a roster spot. Remember, he was just a 7th round pick last year, and that's a crowded defensive backfield. I thought he had a really strong game there, which is something he needed to do there in terms of, maybe helping to solidify his roster spot a little bit. I thought the offensive line overall, especially both tackles, played pretty well in that game. Yes, I know they gave up some pressure. That's going to happen. But I thought in the run game, both Dan Moore and Chukwuma Okorafor did some nice things. The interior offensive line, I think that's still a work in progress. But they did run the ball pretty well in this game, when you look at it. I mean, the Steelers ran for 185 yards in this game. Take that all day long. Steven Sims had a nice jet sweep for 38 yards. Also had a nice punt return in this game. So I think he helped himself as well. If not here with the Steelers, then, I think he showed enough that certainly he could hook on with somebody else or be trade bait when the time comes here. He's an NFL player. I don't think there's any ifs, ands, or buts about that. I've been saying that all along. The Steelers were going to potentially be cutting one or two wide receivers who are NFL players. So I think other teams will be keeping an eye on that. I thought the quarterbacks all played pretty well in this game as well. I didn't think any of them did anything to really hurt their stock. And finally, I thought Matt Canada might have been the biggest winner coming out of this game because the offense looked like an NFL offense. They moved the football pretty well. You put up 400 yards of offense or almost 400 yards of offense in this game. And all 3 quarterbacks looked like they belonged. So that's a testament to Canada and his coaching staff, Mike Sullivan as well, working with these quarterbacks. All too often, you see some of these young quarterbacks get in there and look overwhelmed, or new quarterbacks. But everything worked pretty well. There were no timeouts wasted because guys couldn't get lined up correctly. The offense ran efficiently and smoothly. They ran the ball effectively. So it was a good first step for Matt Canada. I want to see more of it. I want to see if they can carry that over into week 2. And, you want to start trying to build something up here for September 11th in Cincinnati. But all in all, a pretty good showing by that Steeler offense. We'll see if they can keep that going here. I'm Dale Lally. I'll be back with you again tomorrow. We'll go over some things that happened in tomorrow's practice on Tuesday. The Steelers have a couple more days out here at St. Vincent College before they head off to Jacksonville to face the Jaguars. You can listen to all of our shows here on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcast Network. We got Pirates, Steelers, Penguins. Got both colleges, Pitt and Penn State, covered as well. Of course, you can also hear Matt Williamson's takes on different things. So plenty of good content here on DKPittsburghSports.com. But that's going to do it for my show today. Talk to you again tomorrow.